Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hi, friends. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. I am so glad you are here. And we're going to do something a little bit different for the next four episodes. So the Bible was always important to me, right? But if I'm being honest, it was only about 5 years ago when I really learned how to read the Bible in context without having to have a devotional side by side. Now, don't get me wrong. Having a good Bible study or a devotion to go along with your Bible reading is awesome. But we as Christians don't want to be dependent on someone else holding our hand as we're studying the Word, right? So here's the thing. As the world has gotten increasingly more and more chaotic, the importance and the urgency and the imperativeness of reading the Bible and knowing the power of the Bible has just become more and more apparent to me. Y'all, reading, understanding, and then obeying the Word is our only opportunity to live, thrive, and survive in this world. Y'all, our only opportunity. Our only chance. But I know that that may be a scary thought, especially if you haven't really been taught how to read the Bible, and you're not alone. In fact, I would guess that the majority of Christians are probably in that same boat. So let's start to change that. Right now, you can head to thefaithfulentrepreneur.com and download our strategies for reading the Bible, or head to the show notes or our social media posts or email where you saw this episode. It'll be there for you as well. It's called How to Read the Bible, Strategies for Diving In. And as always, I want to thank you for downloading and sharing these episodes. The next four episodes will be for everyone, not just for entrepreneurs. So please share with any of your friends who are wanting to dive deeper into the Word. Okay, so I'm titling this series, Why We Need It and How We Read It. So this is how the next four episodes are going to be laid out. In the next three episodes, I want to talk to you about why the Bible is so necessary and how understanding and obeying can change and elevate your life. And in the fourth episode, we're going to talk about actual strategies for studying the Bible. But remember, you can go ahead and pick up that guide now for free in the show notes or on our website. Okay, so I want to start this episode with the feel-good stuff. Y'all, with so much depression and mental illness and hatred and anger and division and anxiety and just sadness going around, I have to wonder if we're not plugged in enough to the Word. And I know we're not, but I see the direct correlation there. I believe that all of these things are valid and real, and I absolutely think counseling and at times medication are so helpful. But I wonder if we are sometimes trying everything other than the source of hope and comfort and joy and peace and blessings, even despite our circumstances. We know that the Bible is the living Word of God and that it is never changing and always relevant. The power of the Bible, however, comes from the fact that it points us to Jesus and salvation, and it brings a connection to God that we gain when we read, understand, and live out the Word. Now, the depth of the life-giving and life-saving power of the Word is way more than three episodes. And if I'm honest, I had a really hard time kind of getting focused because I just wanted to keep talking about it. But In this episode, we're going to see how the Bible brings life, both eternally and here in our earthly journey that we've been given. So before we jump in, I just want to say a prayer for us. Lord, I pray for every listener who listens to this episode. I pray that the Holy Spirit would touch them with biblical truth. I pray that this would be a fresh word, that they would hear it in a new way that is relevant to their current situation. Lord, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for the power that you've given to each one of us through the word. And I just pray that this message would be clear. I pray that you would speak through me, and I pray that we as believers can dive in so much that the world looks at us and knows that we have something different because we do. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I want to preference everything that the Bible does with our responsibility. As I said above, we have to act on it. So I'm going to give you two very, very basic things that we must do in order to understand the life-giving and life-saving power of the Word. And we're going to talk more about these in the fourth episode with some strategies to go along with it, but I want to lay them out at the beginning here. Number one, we have to read and meditate on the scriptures. Okay, that doesn't mean just a fleeting Bible verse here and there. We have to read and meditate. We have to let it sink in. We have to pray through it, right? So number one, we have to read and meditate on the scriptures. Number two, this is going to be a shocker. We have to obey what we read and align our values to the scriptures. We have to put into practice what it is the scriptures are telling us to do. If we are not taking the time to read and meditate on scripture, and we are not intentionally obeying scripture in our day-to-day lives, even when it's so hard, then we just cannot expect to experience the blessings and the power of scripture, right? I mean, that makes sense. One last caveat. I am not a Bible scholar. I did not go to seminary. I do not have formal training. I'm just a girl who is excited about the word, who is on her own journey to take in all of the power, all of the blessings, and all of the wisdom that the Bible has for us as believers. I have a couple of resources for you, and I will also link to them in the show notes. The first is Studying the Holy Scriptures by Paul David Washer, and the second is The Modern Girl's Guide to Bible Study by Jen Hatmaker. I highly recommend both of those. I do like some of Jen Hatmaker's books. I don't necessarily agree with all of them, especially her later things. This is just a side note in case you feel the same way, but The Modern Girl's Guide to Bible Study is an older book of hers, and I absolutely recommend it. Okay, so to get us started, the Word of God is our only unfailing source of encouragement, hope, comfort, joy, and peace. Nothing else will fill that void. What is it that's actually filling the void, right? Sometimes I think we hear these words so much, we start to gloss over the actual power of them. But are any of these needed in your life right now? Do you feel discouraged? Are you laying awake at night because you can't settle your brain? Do you find yourself worrying about what comes next? Do you feel blah or down as you go through your day to day? Okay, tune in, people. So before we look at these, I want to start with 1 Timothy 1:5. And I'm going to throw a ton of scripture at you over the next several episodes. I will have the scriptures that I used listed in the show notes if you want to go back and reread them. But Paul says, "The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a genuine faith." Paul lays out perhaps the clearest step-by-step manual of how Christians should live in his letters in the New Testament. But I just want you to think for a minute. The biggest factor in our lives that causes a lack of peace is separation from God. And the only thing that separates us is our sin. When we are living a life that comes from a pure heart and a clear conscience, we are going to experience that peace that passes all understanding. And when we live in genuine faith, which the Bible clearly lays out in the Gospels and in Hebrews and in James, among other places, then we are able to rest in the Lord, take steps forward in confidence without the burden of carrying the weight of the world, because we are walking in the faith that God has already gone before us and is walking with us. Okay, so let's dive into how the scriptures are a lifeline to all of this goodness. I'm going to start with encouragement and peace. Okay, Romans 15:4, in talking in the context of not living only for ourselves, boy, that's countercultural, isn't it? States, such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Okay, listen, living for yourself will never bring hope, joy, wisdom, or blessings. I could get on a soapbox on this, but the narrative going around, put yourself first, you can't take care of others unless you're putting yourself first, etc., is derailing people off of their calling. It is breaking up families, and I believe it is being one of the sharpest weapons Satan is using. Christians, follow Christ. And as Romans 15:3 says, for even Christ didn't live to please himself. People are trying to do what makes them happy at all costs. And through all of their searching, they're not finding happiness. And we're doing the same thing to our children. Parents, it is not your job to make your child happy. It is your job to raise them to be like Christ and let him fulfill them. Okay, I think I'm going to do a separate podcast episode on this. I just see so many Christians being tricked by this mantra and bringing their kids up in the same way. Now, is it wrong to take care of yourself? No, scripture says that your body is a temple. Scripture says to rest. We need to take care of ourselves, but not if it goes against scripture. Okay, moving on. There is so much on the topic of how the message of the Bible gives us hope, comfort, joy, and peace. So I'm going to rapid fire some verses at you. Psalm 119 is a really long, really beautiful look at the purpose and power of the scriptures. It's believed to have been written by Ezra after the temple was rebuilt. Ezra was an amazing man of God and a teacher. He was an incredible leader. And this chapter is one of those places in the Bible where we pretty much get step-by-step directions on how to use scriptures and live in a way that brings true joy in life. So I want to give you a few verses out of this chapter, and we're going to look a lot at Psalm 119 over the next few episodes. So chapter 119, verses 49 and 50, remember your promise to me. It is my only hope. Your promise revives me. It comforts me in my troubles. Verse 143, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. What? Your commands? Yes. His commands, y'all, because if we are following his commands, he promises that his burden is light, that his yoke is easy. So we find joy in his commands. Verse 165, those who love your instructions and have great peace do not stumble. Verses 57 and 58, Lord, you are mine. I promise to obey your words with all my heart. I want your blessings. Okay, so let's head to the New Testament to see what Jesus says about this, because we always want to check in with Jesus, right? Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Then Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Where do we find rest? In Jesus' teachings. Where are Jesus' teachings? They're in the Bible, y'all. Okay, so he goes on, for my yoke is easy to bear and the burden I give is light. Okay, so what is heavy? Sin. Y'all, a yoke is what the oxen used to help them do the work. He's not saying that you're not going to work. He's not going to say that you're not going to work hard, right? He's not saying that life will be easy. That's not what he's saying. But what becomes heavy, y'all? Sin becomes heavy. Trying to be perfect becomes heavy. Always searching for something to fill a hole in our soul becomes heavy. Okay? We will have to work for the kingdom. That's part of it. And working for the kingdom is never easy. It says that the work is easy to bear and the burden is light. So where does Jesus teach us? He teaches us all throughout the Gospels. It is not hidden. It is not in a code. It is laid out right there for us. So if you start to feel like you are carrying a heavy burden, measure it up to Jesus' teachings. What do you need to lay down at his feet? What do you need more of? What do you need to do less of? Okay, let's keep going. In John 6:63, Jesus says, "The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing." Are you ready for this? "In the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Where do we find those words? The Gospels. Paul also talks extensively about the benefits of following scripture and living a life in Christ in his letters to the new Christians. Here are a few of his statements. Ephesians 2:14 says, "For Christ himself has brought peace to us." Right? Not circumstances, not anything else. Christ himself. Philippians 4:4 and then 6 and 7 says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice." Here's verse 6. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So this has become a verse that our family relies heavily on. A few years ago, I was traveling more. My son was having some anxiety, and we memorized this scripture and leaned into what Tate, my son, needed to do in order to receive the peace. He needed to pray. He needed to tell God what he needed. So maybe that was mom's safety or a safe night's sleeping or whatever it was that was going through his little mind. And then Tate needed to thank God for what he's done, right? So kept mom safe in the past, given us a saved home, kept Tate safe in the past. And then Tate would just go through a list of what he was thankful for. And when he does that, guess what? The peace comes. The peace comes. And Tate has seen that work in his own life. I've seen this work in my own life. A few verses down, as Paul writes to his concerned people in Philippi from prison, he says this, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." How do we know how to live through Christ? In the scriptures, leaning into how Paul tells the new Christians to pray, think, and act. Y'all, again, it is not in code. There are hundreds of other verses on how to access the joy, peace, hope, and encouragement that God has to offer through the scriptures and through a connection with him, which we learn about in the scriptures. If you're needing these things that God freely offers, which we all do regularly, but sometimes I think we feel it more keenly at times, turn to the scriptures first. Remember, we're going to talk more about the strategies for this in a later episode, but you can always Google topics in the Bible to start with. And if you want to grab that list of strategies now, remember to head to our show notes or to our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too, and you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.